Tawate with Baybel, you know who I mean. Yes, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Who do I mean, Scott?
That is Baybel. Ooh, that's me hitting a microphone. I'm sorry.
Great.
We're just not doing this particularly well. No. That is Baybel Gilberto.
I'm saying it right?
Yes.
Yes.
You said it better than me.
Oh.
That song is called Private Eyes. It's a Hall & Oates tune.
Yeah, it's another one of those wonderful sneak attacks where you're enjoying it and then you realize, I know the song from another format.
And why do I know this song and who sang it? Yes, but exactly. There you go. Eric Cook started this hour off with Want to Make It With You. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, a special edition with Scott from the classic WRCT show called The Sound Source from two decades ago. It really was just last week, I swear.
A 2000s masterpiece, right?
Oh, yes, indeed. And now it is time for On These Dates in History, these events that happened that we can't believe happened because they did anyway. Starting again with July 26th, in 1775, Benjamin Franklin became the first Postmaster General.
Very good.
Yeah, it's gone downhill ever since. 1944, the first German V-2 rocket hits Great Britain. Isn't that special?
Mm.
Yeah. July 27th in 1837, the U.S. Mint in Charlotte, North Carolina opened, only to be destroyed by fire in 1844.
That was fast.
7 years to the day after it opened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in 1990, Zsa Zsa Gabor began a 3-day prison term for slapping an officer. You remember when that happened?
I do remember.
I do too, yes. July 28th, in 1914, World War I began.
Wait, this combination of history is bizarre.
I know. That's the whole idea.
Are we blaming Zsa Zsa Gabor for a variety of world events?
Of course. Why not?
Never slap an officer. It will lead to a world war.
World war that happened in the past. 1958, on July 28th, the U.S. Congress authorized the National Aeronautics and Space Act.
So this is sort of like today in anachronisms?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes, exactly. So anyhow, July 29th in 1958, President Dwight Eisenhower signed a bill creating the National... Well, we said that yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. That was yesterday's...
Oh, the road system?
No, it was the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well, let's just give a shout-out to the road system anyway.
Let's just do it anyway, yeah. 1981, Charles, Prince of Wales, married Lady Diana Spencer.
All right.
Whom he divorced some years later.
Yes.
July 30th, Lyndon Johnson signed the Medicare bill in 1965.
Very good.
And in 2003, the last old-style Volkswagen Beetle rolled off the assembly line in Mexico.
Wait, 2003?
That's what it says.
Whoa.
I don't think that's right, but that's what it says.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor was not there to slap people.
No. And why was a German car being made in Mexico anyway?
I think you should then pivot this segment over to, did Zsa Zsa Gabor slap someone to cause this historical event?
And she probably did. July 31st, in 1777, Marquise de Lafayette, at the age of 19, is made Major General of the Continental Army.
Slaps all sorts of people.
Yes, and 1969, Mariner 6 flies past Mars.
No slaps.
No slaps. I challenge you to a duel. And on August 1st, in 1774, English chemist John Priestley discovered oxygen.
Does a slap sound the same in space?
It probably doesn't hurt as much. And in 1990, the World Wide Web was conceived. It wasn't born yet. It was just conceived. That's on these dates in history.
You know, the kids like to say, that slaps.
It does slap. It's the glove slap.
Ah.
Speaking of slapping, here's Lawrence Welk with Calcutta.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Sven LeBeck, believe it or not. Scott, where did you hear of Sven LeBeck?
Well, we'll give a highlight to the Life Aquatic soundtrack.
There you go.
Absolutely. But he's got so much wonderful music that he made. Really creative guy. And was also, you know, a beloved set of music for one of my daughters. And I can't specify because they asked
Not to be specified,
okay. but makes for great nap music, people, if you're looking for nap music.
There you go. Sven LeBeck is featured on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy quite frequently, actually, so it's good to hear some different music from him for a change. Peter Appleyard before that, and Moonlight Feels Right. John Gregory with New Kid in Town, Lawrence Welk with Calcutta, thank you very much, and Botticelli with Find Yourself. And now it is time for... done with that. I'm Eric O'Brien, and get this, Scott. Now, here's one for you. The manager of a Red Lobster restaurant in Colorado said a rare orange lobster arrived at the eatery and it will be taking a permanent crustacean vacation to the Denver Aquarium.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's very nice of them. The orange lobster didn't fit the bill at a place called Red Lobster, but it was spotted by Jose Romero, a dishwasher at the Pueblo, Colorado location, and the general manager decided to spare the rare-colored invertebrate from the dinner plate. He had been working there for 12 years and always unpacked the live lobster shipments, and I've never seen an orange lobster, he said, he told KRDO in Colorado Springs. The general manager said lobsters with rare colors such as orange and blue are usually sifted out before the shipment arrives at individual restaurants, but this one just slipped through the system.
There you go. It just wanted to make its way out to Colorado.
Yeah, I didn't know they were slippery either. Anyhow, Princess Cruises. You know, Princess Cruise Lines, the love boat?
Yes.
Yes. They want to break the Guinness World Record for the largest pizza party at multiple venues.
Out on the seas.
Yes. Yes. Or under the sea, for that matter.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
The cruise line has teamed up with Tony's Pizza Napolitana in San Francisco to provide pizzas across the Princess fleet for the record attempt. I think this was just this last week, so we don't know if they've made it yet. The Guinness Records adjudicator did confirm more than 60,000 slices were served across the cruise line, successfully setting the world's record at multiple venues.
I just wouldn't put together cruise and pizza.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean,
you do have to eat while you're out there.
Yeah, yeah, you do. It required 6,512 pounds of dough, 3,417 pounds of flour, 1,393 pounds of pepperoni, and 2,323 pounds of cheese.
You didn't even need Mr. Else for that math.
No, you did. No, no, no. Anyone else. Yeah. Yeah. And finally, this hour, Colorado's Denver International Airport revealed the most unusual items to pass through its lost and found.
Orange lobster?
No.
Oh.
Elk meat and a circular saw. I mean, there you go. That's all you need, right? Elk meat and a circular saw. The airport averages more than 200,000 travelers a day, receives about 150 to 200 lost and found items daily.
So those, is that a pair?
I don't know. I mean,
where's my elk meat and circular saw?
Yes. I left my circular saw in Denver. At least they didn't leave it in San Francisco.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us. City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
once again, Sven Lebeck there. And Scott, why don't you explain that one?
Absolutely, for us? Yes. Yep. So, like, I think it, what a great piece to take a nap to.
Yeah.
It just slightly positive. You know, you can doze off into slumber feeling energized, but also pleased and a little bit cozy and secure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can see that. And that's the open sea theme. So imagine you're floating out there and on a boat somewhere, and it's a peaceful day, and you can just enjoy it.
Yes.
And that's what this show is all about.
Absolutely.
Before that, we had Paul Marriott with Yesterday Once More and Lex de Azevedo. You like that name, don't you?
Oh,
Lex
fantastic. De Azevedo. Oh,
yes.
Smooth.
Stand By Your Man. Did you know Stand By Your Man?
I did. I knew the original version. And I must say, I guess if you needed to have a pseudonym on the show, you should probably just borrow the person's name.
I was just going to say, Stand By Your Man. Yeah, so you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh. And we have more music for you, and here is Bert Kempfert to bring it on SRE.
boldly talk as much as the soothing music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
With Al DeLorean and the theme from MASH, and that's the only song I have in the whole library that features a cuica drum.
It was performed very well.
Yes, I would say so, indeed, yes. Before that, we had Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Fleabag, Floyd Kramer, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, Bert Kempfert, Me, You, and a Dog Named Boo, or You, Me, and a Dog Named Bee, which is better English, and Sven Lebeck with the Open Sea Theme. Now, this next tune is a little more of a bubblegum variety, but Scott, explain this same old feeling tune that we're going to hear.
Sure. Yeah. So when you invited me onto the show, I went through songs that are near and dear to my heart. This was one that I actually heard from a mediocre movie in New Zealand when I was there, actually as a DJ, more a college student, but I was a DJ as well. Yeah. And so sometimes there are movies that are mediocre, but they have a great soundtrack. So the movie's called Chicken. It's a New Zealand film. And the song is phenomenal. Just fits pretty well in the movie, but fits great in your ears. So without saying any more, here it is. Same old feeling.
I'm Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
I still get the same old feeling, tearing at this heart of mine, and telling me that maybe I'm not really over you. I still get the same old yearning, tearing my heart inside out, and now there can't be any doubt, I'm still
That kind of ends abruptly there. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Johnny Douglas with Sir Duke. And we heard Pickety Witch before that and Same Old Feeling. Scott, it has been wonderful to have you on this program.
Thank you. I've appreciated every single moment, on air and off.
Yeah. I mean, first time in, what, about 19 years that we've been on the air together, which is kind of scary how long it's been.
Agreed.
To be quite honest with you.
So if you're listening, you need to immediately now contact Eric through all possible means and encourage him to have me back on.
I don't think it will take much to encourage me.
At least 4 people.
Okay, if I get 4 people, you can be back on as soon as I get those 4 people.
4 people.
4 people. 4 people. Well, we'll run right outside and flag 4 people down. Make them sign a petition. Why not?
Oh, no. 2024 and petition, not a good combination.
No, not at all. So, but it's been great having you. And anytime you are free, join us.
Thank you. I am rarely smooth. I am mostly not relaxed. And most of the things I'm involved in, either I make not easy or they are not easy. So this was actually a great pleasure. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, I think.
I meant that. That's all positive.
Okay, good. And we've reached the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins, even when I short circuit. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of BBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint. He's Scott. He'll be back again sometime soon.
4 people, please contact Eric O'Brien.
This is program number Y9-10. This rebroadcast is episode number Y9-48.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RTJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, and this is City Pop Central with DJ Lee. Hope you're having a great night tonight, because we're having a lot of very, very good songs. Starting off with the first one, we have Red Light, Blue Light, Yellow Light by Umano Hone. This one is all the way from back in 2005.
What you're about to experience is a brand new vibe.
Right about now, NWA Court is in full effect. Judge Ray residing. In the case of
something you've never experienced before.
Now I should quit chasing and look for something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a go.
Something strong. And infectious.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of City Pop Central here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And as usual, this week I am going to bring you more doses of funky music. But it all starts with this. This one is called Shumatsu wa Itsumo Lonely by Yuki Nagasawa.
Bye. 気づかなくていきなり切り出された別れに戸惑う